Both of those are me. All right? So it took an hour and a half to get into makeup, 45 minutes to get out of makeup. I would show up. I was the first person to show up at 8 a.m. at Disneyland. I'd sit there in the makeup chair, and professional makeup artist from Hollywood would come down and do my makeup, and I'd be falling asleep. And he would just kind of push my head up. I'd keep doing it as I was falling asleep. As I was in college. It was the first time I went bald. Never went back. Because you had to big your head for the role. Matt Hatter was super fun. As a middle school teacher, I would show my students both of these pictures, and I would say, I can be either one. You decide. And I'm saying the same thing here, so you best respect me. All right. Also, at other times, I was various other characters, whatever they needed. One time, it was like the best night ever. I was one of the hitchhiking ghosts from the Haunted Mansion. One of those is me. Which one?
That one.
That one? Yeah, oh, way on the left, the guy with the beard? Okay. Who has a different guess?
The middle.
Okay. Wait. One thing in the right, one thing in the middle. We have guesses for all three?
Middle.
One of you was right.
Middle.
Middle. I was this guy. Yeah, that was back when I had hair. All right, I'm going to get started with my favorite parable. It's the parable of the invisible prison. It's been passed down for generations and generations. Parts of it has been missing, and we'll have to fill some in. You guys will help me fill in some parts of this missing story. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So the parable begins thusly. Legends tell of vast swaths of diamonds deep in the Amazon jungle, and one explorer named Fernando. He went to go find the biggest diamond ever, and he went off into the jungle. Now, the jungle is dangerous because there's legend tells that there are dangerous animals in there. In fact, one particular animal, only specific to this part of the forest. What animal?
A monkey.
A monkey?
Dragon.
All right, monkeys. Okay. So, there's these dangerous monkeys called...
The punch monkeys.
Everybody knows the punch monkeys. They're so bad and dangerous. And when they come at you, they kind of like do like, they make a sound, right, and a movement. That way, I'm telling you what?
Screech.
I need to hear an example. He saved you. He saved you. Wait, do it one more time. It sounds like a bird. These crazy punch bird monkeys, right? And they screech, and then they do something crazy with their hands. What do they do right before they attack? All right. I like it. All right. So anyway, but it was crazy, right? So everybody would stay away from these crazy punch bird monkeys, right? And but Fernando, he didn't care, right? And so he said, I'm gonna go in. And so he went in. But the most dangerous thing in that part of the forest was the legend of the invisible prison. Now, legend tells nobody has ever seen it and made it out alive, which makes you wonder where the legends come from. But you can trap in the invisible prison and you die. All right, so we're with the crazy punch bird monkeys and the invisible prison, and nobody has ever gone in there, which is why the diamonds would build up and up and up. There's diamonds. All right, so Fernando, he went in, and he was gone for 2 weeks, and nobody had heard of him. So people started getting worried. I'm like, all right, we got to send somebody to go get Fernando. And so they call in the best explorer in the world, Cassandra. So Cassandra comes in, and they're like, Cassandra, we need you to go save Fernando. All right? And Cassandra's like, I'll do it. And Cassandra was just the best. Like, she was super unique. She carried something with her that allowed her to cut through the forest and get a break. It was this weapon that no other person had ever carried with them. All right? What is it?
A pool noodle.
What?
Chainsaw.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. So many great ideas here. Let's go chainsaw. I think I like the chainsaw. All right. I'm Cassandra. Now she's a little different in my head. While the rest is like, I'll go get Fernando. right? She goes in, and she's like, she's chopping through the forest, right? She's like, you know, and she's going, and for a couple of days, right, she's going through, and she's looking for Fernando, right? And she can hear, in the distance, the crazy punch bird monkeys, right, screeching in the distance. Oh, she knows she got her chainsaw ready, right? And after days and days and days of looking, she's chopping through. And all of a sudden, she comes in the middle of this giant clearing in this dense jungle. She's like, "Well, what's going on here? She's got my chainsaw ready." Right? And she looks and she sees, standing in the middle of the clearing, Fernando. But he's standing there in front of this rock formation, right? His arms inside of it. She's like, "Oh, Fernando, I found you. We gotta get going. I'm hearing the crazy punch bird monkeys right in the distance. I think they're hungry. They're gathering, right?" And she's like, "We gotta go." And he's like, "No, I cannot leave. Not yet. I have found it." She's like, "What? What are you talking about? Found what?" And she looks at him. He's got a beard going on now. He's all tattered and torn. It looks like he hasn't eaten for days. And he's sitting there. She's like, "What are you doing?" And she looks inside. And inside this rock formation, she can see the biggest diamond ever that she's ever seen. It's huge. She's like, "Oh, that's amazing. All right, pull it out of there. Let's go. We got to go." And she can see the eyes of the punch monkeys, right? And they're sitting there and they're starting, right? You know, to do that. They're getting ready to attack. She's like, "Oh, all right, Fernando, man, we gotta go." And he's like, "I can't. It is stuck." She's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah." And she realizes that as long as his hand is around that diamond, he can't get it out. She's like, and she looks and she can see that there's bones, the human remains all around this rock formation. She looks and hits her. "This is the invisible prison. This is it." Right? She's like, "Fernando, we gotta go, man." He's like, "No, I cannot leave. I shall be famous." She's like, "You're not gonna be famous if you're dead." Right? And the punch monkeys are coming. They're like, and she's like, "Come on." She gets her chainsaw ready, but there's too many gathering. She's like, "Fernando, we gotta go." He's like, "No, I cannot leave it." And she's like, "Oh, forget you." And she leaves. And she hears in the distance behind her the sounds of the crazy punch bird monkeys having dinner on Fernando. Yeah. End of the story. Yeah. I like parables because you can learn anything you want from parables. What lesson does your brain pull out from that parable?
You are worth more than money.
Raise your hand. Let's raise your hand. Yeah, go ahead.
You are worth more than a lot of money
than a diamond would bring. Thank you. I like that. What else? What else? Parables. There's no right answer. Lots of lessons. Yeah.
Don't face the crazy punch bird monkey.
Yeah, don't face the crazy punch bird monkey. He's not even with a chainsaw. Yeah.
I like how the invisible prison was his own mind or his own faults.
Yeah, invisible prison. His own mind, his own kind of faults, right, or whatever. Ooh, I like that. Awesome. Thank you. Well, yes. Seth, did you have something? No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so focused on one thing, willing to let it go and grow, change.
Yes, we're so focused on one thing that we're not often willing to let it go and grow and change and or survive. Yes?
He was so dedicated to something that wasn't even his that he lost his life.
He
wasn't living anymore.
Yeah, he wasn't even living. So dedicated to something that wasn't even his, he just totally lost his life. Awesome. Well, I love all of them, right? Here's the lesson we're going to talk about today, the one I want you guys to pull out. Here's the lesson. I want you guys to let go of the diamond. We're going to talk about today what that means specifically, okay? But in each and every one of your heads, there is a diamond you are holding on to that is not helping you. And today, I want you to be able to recognize what it is and be able to let go of it. And I'm going to teach you guys how to do that today. Now, my business is called Sidekick to Hero. In that story, in that parable, who was the hero? What was her name? Chainsaw. Sandra. Who was the sidekick?
Chainsaw.
Chainsaw. I should have said, no, like Fernando, right? So the way I see it, sidekick is on the hero team, right? Sidekick isn't a villain. The sidekick wants the same thing as the hero, right? So they both want the same thing, right? A villain wants usually the opposite. A bystander has no idea, doesn't want anything. Right, you know, and so in our lives, the The way I see it, we were all born to be the hero of our own story. But quite often we don't feel that way. We feel like the sidekick. Now, what's the difference? Rachel, what's the difference between a sidekick and a hero? What would you say?
A sidekick does what the hero wants, and it's kind of like their helper.
Sidekick does what the hero wants, and it's kind of their helper. Yes,
I was saying the sidekick, the hero gets all the
hero gets all the glory, man, right? All the stuff, and poor Robin is just, you know, made fun of and pushed aside. Yes, all right, yeah.
The hero changes the story, and the sidekick does.
Oh, the hero changes the story, and the sidekick does not. Oh, you remember from last time? Or was that your own? That's super good, because that's exactly what I say, right? Well done. Bonus points. Yes. All right, the hero is the only character in the story to rise up to change it, okay? The sidekick might help, but without the hero, the sidekick doesn't rise up to go change the story, okay? So that's my definition of a sidekick. The sidekick doesn't rise up to change their story. In every epic tale, right, the hero is the one who's going to change the whole thing, right? Harry Potter is the one who's going to defeat Voldemort. Spoiler alert. Okay. Frodo is the one who's going to drop the ring in Mordor. Spoiler alert. Luke Skywalker, he's the one who's going to like bring balance to the Force and defeat Emperor Palpatine, but then not defeat Emperor Palpatine, because Emperor Palpatine keeps coming back in every single Star Wars. But anyway, sorry. Go off. All right. I know, right? Do it now. Strike me down. Anyways, all right. So, and this is what I call psychological flexibility, or AKA resilience. And this is what everybody needs a lot more of today. Not very many people have much of this today from what we read and news and other things and data and studies, especially teens. They say teens, this is the generation that teens are overwhelmed with so much powerlessness. They're like, I can't, right? It's so overwhelming, I'm anxious about a lot of things. But this is called psychological flexibility, a.k.a. resilience. Now, when I talk about being a hero, I'm specifically referring to that character in the classic hero's journey. Who's familiar with the hero's journey? Anybody? Yeah? A couple people? Yeah. And so every story fits into this. Every single story. It essentially says this. The hero starts in a normal world with a set of problems, and you get a call to adventure, right? Something like, I live in a cupboard under the stairs, and then I get a letter, and the big giant says, you're a wizard, Harry, right? Okay, all right, and I meet the mentor, right? And you know, Dumbledore or Hagrid, whatever you want to look at it. And I cross the threshold, literally tap the bricks, go into Diagon Alley, right? I cross the door, or I leave District 13, right? And I meet my mentor, Haymitch, right, whatever, I leave District 12. She's a District 12. And I go to the Capitol, whatever it is, and I cross into the unknown world. And there I start learning a lot of things. And the hero always finds out that they're the chosen one, or they're the special one, right? Always. And then they go through, and there's trials and failures, and they meet some helpers, right? Ron and Hermione, or Han Solo and Chewie, or Samwise. Yes, and right, whatever, right? And they go through, and they grow the new skills, and there's always a moment of death when they're in rebirth. That moment in the movie where it's like, oh no, the main character died. But we all know he didn't. But of course he didn't die, right? But they have that moment, and then after that moment, then they have the revelation. And that's always where they go, wait a minute. And they rise up. I can't. Usually it's a simple brain shift from, I can't, to, see, step one, whatever. And then they go, and they finally change. Then they defeat the bad guy, right? Because they have this moment of atonement, right? Where it's kind of one with themselves and with the universe, and sometimes with God, depending on the story, right? And then they get the gift, and then they return changed back to the normal world, ready for the sequel.
There's always a sequel, right?
So, this is you. The reason why, this is my theory, the reason why all stories fit into the hero's journey is because we identify with that hero. We all want to be that chosen one who's special. We all want to be that person who's going to do great things. Some people will do great things. Some people will not, or at least not reach their full potential, because they are holding on to diamonds in their head that are stopping them. So, all right. I have developed
discovered, I should say this. I discovered a hero formula that if you use in your life, you will get the power to rise up and change your story. Okay? And so here are the parts to the hero formula. Right? Everything in your life fits into one of these five words. Okay? So there are results in your life, you have feelings, and there's thoughts, and there's actions, and there's circumstances. Okay? Now, this is your, everything in life fits into this. If you can organize this in the right formula, you will create power in your life. But the problem is most people's minds are like this. Right? You're sitting there walking around being like, oh my goodness, I'm getting results that I don't like, and I feel things, but I'm going to ignore those feelings. I need to take actions, but I'm not taking actions. And I don't even know what my thoughts are. I was like, I hate my circumstances. And it's just kind of craziness up there. We all just like, we get overwhelmed, and then we video game instead, just to avoid it all. Or TikTok, or YouTube, a lot. I talk to a lot of homeschool kids. Me, my family, my wife, we homeschool. A lot of homeschool kids, it's either Minecraft or YouTube. It's usually the time suck, right? Or it's like, oh, I don't want to, YouTube. Right? And we just do that instead because this is confusing and we don't like it and it feels uncomfortable. Right? But if you put this in the right order, you can create the most power. Now, how should it be organized? I need a volunteer. Right there in the red. All right, now, have you heard me speak before? Yeah? Do you remember? Let's come up. Let's see. All righty, Roo. Let's go. All right, come here. Come over here. What is your name?
Liberty.
Liberty. Liberty, where are you from?
Rigby, Idaho.
Rigby, Idaho. All right, so let's see. Rigby, Idaho. Let's. Liberty. Now, I mean, but it's kind of Utah adjacent, so we can't spell it like that. Liberty. There you go. Okay. All right. So, Liberty, come on over here. Liberty, I want you to organize these. You can just drag it into the order. So, whatever happens first at the top, and then whatever triggers what happens next, and next, and next, put it together in the hero formula. Go. Closer to Utah.
It's closer.
It's closer. Oh, okay. Ray, R, dollar sign, Rachel, asterisk.
I'm not sure that's how you
spell it. No, that's how you spell it in Utah. All right, come on over here. All right, so. Yeah. Go ahead and change it into whatever order. And I don't really have a different song than the Jeopardy one to sing.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Oh. Everything is cool when you're part of your team. Everything is awesome when you're living a dream. Yeah. Oh, wow, that was perfect. All right, give Rachel a big round of applause. All right, we got Liberties. And we got Rachel, okay? So, Liberty says that circumstances trigger our thoughts, or trigger our feelings, or trigger our actions, or trigger our results. Rachel says, contraire. It's actually circumstances trigger feelings first, And then we think about our feelings and we have actions results. One of them is right. Which one is it? Who's Team Liberty? Who's Team Rachel? Team Liberty? Team Incorrect. Yeah, Liberty got it right, but Rachel, don't worry. Everybody in every single presentation I've ever said says, no, Joey, feelings come first. And this one change is going to make you more emotionally intelligent than anybody else your age. And let me explain. All right, when I was a teacher in the discipline office, right, I had this up in fact, hold on, let me go to the actual. So there it is. All right, the model. I had this up in the discipline office when I was working with teens. Right, I had it up. And the model says this: there are circumstances that are. There are circumstances that are in our lives, all right? And the circumstances or the facts of our lives will trigger our thoughts. And thoughts in our lives is where our feelings come from. And our feelings drive our actions. And our actions give us our results. And I had that up, okay? And a buddy, a teacher of mine, was walking through. He taught science. He was like, hey, Joey. That's not right. I was like, oh, what? So I'm talking to you about it. He's like, no, it's feelings first. He was on Team Rachel. He's like, no, it's feelings first. I'm like, dude, I love talking about this. Like, tell me why you think that. He's like, well, that was like walking through the forest and I saw a bear. I wouldn't think anything. I would just be instantly terrified, right? And then I'd be like, oh, I have to run. Then I start thinking and then I do something. And I was like, hey, you know what? That's a valid point. Wrong, but valid. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, question. Why are you afraid of the bear? And he goes, because it's a bear. And I said, yeah, that's the fact. Okay, that's the circumstance. It's a bear. But why are you afraid of a bear? And he's like, because it's going to hurt me. I said, wow, that's the thought. He was like, oh. And then a couple months later he hired me as his life coach. He was the best. All right. So there's always a thought before a feeling. All right? All feelings come from thoughts. Right? And if you approach it that way, you're going to get more control in your life. If you want to hold on the other way, feel free. Right? But to me, this is the model, this is the hero formula that you get the most power in your life, even if you're not aware of the thought before the feeling. There's one there, and it's subconscious. If you can discover it, you can make a difference. Now, if I'm getting results that I do not like in my life, right, not enough friends, or I'm not dancing at the swing dance right last night with enough people or whatever, like, I want to dance more, but I didn't. Right, we get results I don't like. Where should we start up here?
Action.
That's the number one answer everybody always gives, and it's wrong. Alright, but hey, dude, well, we can yell it out, man. That's awesome. Alright, not action. Our actions do need to change, but where should we start?
Thoughts.
Yes, thoughts. Here's the thing. Actions do need to change, but we can't start there. If we start there, but we're still having the same thoughts and feelings as before, our new actions won't last long. This is where mom, she's so sweet, but mom will usually just kind of come up to you, or her best friend will tell you, just change your actions. Right? Oh, you want to dance with somebody? Go talk to her. Just go. Do the action. But if you're thinking, she's going to think I'm weird, which is always the fear, right? Then you're feeling afraid. You're not just going to go do it, right? Or you will, and it will come out weird. It might work, but then eventually we always result back to the things we always do. So we need to change our thoughts, okay? This is the top of the dominoes that start falling. If we can change our circumstances, let's do that, sure. Right? But oftentimes, if we're having a problem, we have circumstances we can't change. Right? Our parents' rules, the amount of work we have to do at home, the amount of money we might have, how much we weigh, whatever. Generally, things are like that don't change in that circumstance. Right? Or in that moment, right? And so we need to change the thoughts first. All right. Here's an example. The number one sidekick model or formula, right, that I get when I coach college or high school students, or middle school, or home school, doesn't matter. All right. The circumstance is, oh, I got 5 school assignments to finish. And their thought is, I don't have enough time. And when they're thinking, I don't have enough time, they feel overwhelmed. And when they feel overwhelmed, they don't start their homework. YouTube, TikTok, video games, look something to eat in the cupboards for 3 hours, right? Do at the very last minute, and it's not their best work. And those actions lead them to the results of, I didn't use my time wisely. Now, notice this. Our thoughts always end up in our results. It creates a negative feedback loop. And when I talk to people, I say, hey, you notice this thought here is just the story you're writing about your situation and it's not a fact whatsoever. People will fight me on it. They'll say, no, oh no, dude, I can't not think this. I have to. And I say, let go of the diamond. Because it's not helping. And they said, I don't have enough time. I'm like, really? Let me see your phone. All right, and I go through it. Oh, how many hours you spend on social media or whatever? Like, oh well, I don't know. Right. So that's just a story that we're telling ourselves. Okay, and it will end up in our results, and a result will prove our thought correctly, and we'll keep going round and round until, like, a lot of my college clients will be like, look, I'm thinking about dropping out, and my parents hired you to work with me, so I can stick with it, but I don't think I can. And after a couple of sessions of pointing this out, they're like, oh, I don't know what I was freaking out about. Right? Like, oh, what? And they're able to succeed because they let go of the diamond and they're able to run away from the crazy punch bird monkeys. Right? Which are a metaphor for the results we don't want. Okay, so here's the hero version of it. Okay? I have 5 school assignments. That's still the same. But instead, if I'm able to believe the thought, oh, I can get this done. I got enough time. I got this. Right? You're going to feel differently. Right? You're going to feel determined. All right, let's go. I got this. I have someone who gets stuff done, man. I've nothing can stop me. Boom. Right? You go around, you feel a tournament, then you put distractions aside, you start on the homework, and that gives you the results of getting it done. Now, I'm going to be talking more specifically about getting things done this afternoon in my other class that I'm going to be teaching, Get Stuff Done, Have More Fun. This afternoon, everybody should be there. Now, send feedback loop, right? I can get this done, so I get it done. This is important. You can only create the feeling, the fuel you need to do the action you need to do by thinking a hero thought. Right? Now, remember, oh no, actions are the best thing to do. That's where we should start. If we try to start there, but we're still feeling overwhelmed, but I'm just going to put the distractions aside while I'm feeling overwhelmed, right? It won't last long. Right? So you have to start with the feelings first. But we create what we focus on. Okay? Your mind is amazing. Alright? Your mind is like Google. If you type in, right, pink elephants on Google, what will come up? Pink elephants. Very, very good. Yeah, an AI description of what pink elephants are. Yes. Sometimes I usually have a smarty pants who will go, purple elephants. And I'll say, no, that's if you type in pink elephants on Bing. Then, okay. What were you going to say?
Elephant in real life.
What? Really? I thought it was just a thing in Dumbo. Yeah. I'm going to Google that now. Okay, but if we, whatever our brain is like Google, if we Google, I don't have enough time, we'll find all the evidence of why we don't have enough time. Lies. Alright? If they are lies, yeah. Alright? We'll find it, right? But if we Google, I do have enough time, you'll find the time. Many great leaders and entrepreneurs have said something like this before. First off, all right, President Russell M. Nelson has said, the joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. All right, notice the parts of the hero formula, right? Circumstances, right? Our thoughts, what we focus on, and our feelings. So, joy, focus, circumstance, right? Also, Buddha, we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Right? Also, Plato, reality is created by the mind. We can change our reality by changing our minds. It's crazy stuff, but it's so true. All right? And lastly, whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you are right. Henry Ford. All right? So, this has been around for a while, okay? The hero formula. Now, here's a very common hero or sidekick models I get when I'm working with clients. Taunting new people, all right? We get kind of already mentioned this. They're going to think I'm weird, is the sidekick thought, right? And then when we think that, we feel awkward, so then we second guess ourselves. We don't finish sentences. We have shifty eyes, etc. So I'm acting weird when I try to talk to this person. Parents getting divorced. This is a hard one for a lot of teens. Like, my parents are getting divorced, man. That's like the worst circumstance ever. My family is broken. When you think that, you feel hopeless. When you feel hopeless, you distance yourself from your family. You look down at your parents. You talk less. And I know about this because my parents were married and divorced to each other 3 times during my teen years. Yeah. They got married. They had kids. When I was 11, they got divorced. When I was 13 and a half, they got remarried. And then when I was 14, they got divorced. And then when I was 18, they got remarried. They are, yes. My mom passed away 3 years ago, but they are still married. They stayed married, right, until my mom passed away. I would think that. I would find myself thinking that. And then I am breaking away from my family is my result. And both of these might be tough circumstances to deal with, according to a teen. That's hard, man. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Talking to people's stuff. Parents getting divorced, man. Oh, it's the worst. Right? And we feel stuck. But in reality, we're holding on to a diamond that we don't need to hold on to. So instead, if we change it, same circumstances, talking to new people, you know what? I'm worth getting to know despite my flaws. All right? And so for me, when I was in middle school, I had a stutter. I this giant noggin, right, that you like to point out so much, and I do a whole speech on that. And people make fun of my head. They call me Moonhead, right? Because I look like the guy from the McDonald's commercial with the crescent moon forehead, right? So, oh, it's a pointy chin, big head. And I had hair back then, so it was even bigger, right? And so people were like, oh, Moonhead. I'm like, what? And it took me a while to figure out that, you know what? Yeah, I do have a big head. And I'm still awesome! Right? And that changed everything, thank you. And so, and I do this whole becoming bully-proof thing where I really go into that story, but that's how you solve bully-proof. And she goes, you know what? Or that's how you become bully-proof. And she just go, nope, I press the wrong button. I'm worth getting to know, or yeah, I might have that flaw, but I'm still awesome. Right? And then you feel confident. Then you can go talk to people. You can show up as yourself. You talk to more people. And then you make more friends. Look at that feedback loop. That's positive, right? Positive feedback loop. My parents are getting divorced, right? I'm the positivity that holds my family together, which makes me feel positive. So then I create moments of connections. I told my parents, guys, I know you're divorced for the second time, but we're having Christmas together, okay? This year, you guys can stand it, get over it. We're going to do it together. They're like, okay. Right? And so they did it, and we had a Christmas together, and it was great. I create the family I want with the one that I have. Right? And so that's because I let go of the diamonds in both situations. I'm able to replace it with something better. Right? Now, at this point, people are usually on board. Like, all right, Joey, how do I control my thoughts, though? Like, oh, man, I just think things all the time, and I can't control it. How do you stop the negativity? It's possible, right? Think of it this way. Your mind is like a stage, right? And only one show, or sorry, one act can be on there at a time, right? One thought, doing a little dance, right? You are ugly. Nobody will like you. Right, just one. I'm doing this ugly little tap dance. Okay? Your job is to go, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That's an optional performance on the stage of my mind. Well, that's a diamond. That's not worth very much. Right? I need to remove it. And then you have to remove it, or what I call poke holes in it. Right? Find ways that it's not true, and then you remove it. And once you remove it, then you have place for a new performance. A hero thought. Alright? And then you go, you know what? I'm good looking enough. Alright, to talk to whoever I want to talk to. Alright? Or you know what? I will find the people who like me for me. And that's all I need to do. I don't need to change anybody else's mind about me. I just gotta be me, because the people who like me will come to me. Alright? And it'll just happen. Alright? And it's awesome. But here's the problem. Here's what stops us. Okay? Is that sidekick thought that's ruining everything. We actually think is a fact. And when you think it's a fact, you won't let go of the diamond. No, I can't. I have to think that I'm ugly or weird looking. I have to think that I'm disorganized. I have to think that whatever, right? I have to think the thing. And if you think that, then you'll never let go of it. So what you need to do is recognize that's not a fact. All right? Now, what's the difference between a fact and a story that we tell ourselves? What's the difference? Yes?
A story is made up.
Stories made up. Yeah, stories made up. Facts generally aren't made up. Usually facts are just observations. Yeah, what are you saying?
Stories change, facts don't.
Yeah, facts typically don't change, right? Unless, like, that car is blue, and then I painted it, got a paint job, now it's red, but the fact was still remained, it was blue at one point, right? Yes, exactly, yeah. So.
The stories are rewritable.
Stories are rewritable, right? Facts generally aren't rewritable unless you're going to change the fact from red card to blue card or whatever, but the facts still remain. Yeah, exactly. This is what I like to say. Facts are absent of opinion. No opinion in it. I mean, everybody in the world will look at it and go, that's a chair. And maybe there might be some guy from some country, he doesn't know what a chair is, right? And but once we tell him what a chair is, he goes, oh yeah, then that's a chair, right? Nobody would go, no, that's a table. Unless you're trying to be dumb, right? I said, it's a chair. Now, is it an ugly chair? I don't know. Is it an uncomfortable chair? Yeah, those are our interpretation of the facts, right? So that's the key difference. And the problem is, most of us walk around thinking, I'm ugly, or I'm not cool as everybody else, or I'm not popular, or nobody likes me, or whatever. We think those are just facts. But they're not. They're stories or our interpretation of things that have happened in our lives or what we look like, right? So, once you can remove the label of fact, you can get the psychic thought out of there, replace it with a hero thought, and the crowd will go wild. All right, seems easy enough, but sometimes it's hard to do. So we're playing a little game. Who has a smartphone with them? I don't need everybody to have one. I just need to have like, you know, a good... Like, raise your hand and I have a smartphone and access the internet right now. All right? Okay. So there's got empty spots in the middle here. Well, I prefer Kahoot just because it's awesome. So, okay. We're going to do this. If you are not... If you don't have a smartphone, get assigned to a team of somebody with a smartphone around you. Right? And... those with a smartphone, if there are two people with a smartphone sitting together, I need somebody with a smartphone to sit in an empty chair right there, because it'll look like nobody has a smartphone in that area. All right, and go, and talk to people, quickly come up with a team name. Guys, what's your team name? What's your team name? All right, come up, because you guys be playing as a team. All right, so I'm going to set up the Kahoot. Go to Kahoot.it. Alright, there's the game then. It's Kahoot.it. Yeah, Kahoot.it. The instructions are up there on the board. Right, type it in. I'm gonna give you guys 2 minutes. Girls and Cade. Go Cade. Nice. Every guy wishes they were Cade right now. Unless they're both your sister, but this is the girl's plural. Punchbird Monkey. Yeah, Team Punchbird Monkey. Team 2. Very original. I love it. We are Team 2. All right, Goofy Goobers. Nice. Pling Dog Goggle. Girls and Reichel. Kanye East. Cassandra. Nice. The Hot Shots, Pink Elephants, Fernando.
That's us.
Winner. Yes. Winner. Guys, they already won. Sorry. All right. All right. Who needs more time? You're slow. Hurry up. I know. I have all day. Hopkins.
Wait. Somebody needs to do Kanye more. Come on.
Let's go, let's go. Oh, is that a chainsaw? Or, no, it's a link. Chain link. Alright, we're starting. I think you go. Team Homeschool. Is that everybody? Jim! Okay. Alright, I'm starting, guys. And Julius. And Baldhead Steve. Yeah, Baldhead Steve. And you! Alright, here we go. We're going. Now, here it is. Oh, I forgot to give you the instructions. It's going to show a sentence that could be in somebody's head. Your job is to say, is it a fact or is it a story? All right? A sentence that could be in somebody's head, not in your head. So the sky is blue. This is the first test one.
If that was in somebody's head, the sky is blue, is that a fact or is that a story? Yes, that's an observation. Now, a quick note. This team would argue, actually, Joey, the sky is not any color, but it's the curvature of the human. I'm not doing any tricks, guys. Not a trick. We're not saying, well, sometimes it's red and pink. Nope, or at night it's black. Okay, no, we're not doing any of that. I'm not trying to trick you guys. If the sentence is in somebody's head, and the I, there are going to be some sentences that say, I blank. It's not in your head. I'm not saying it's in my head. I'm saying, if somebody thought that, is it a fact, which is an observation of how things really are, or is it a story, their interpretation of the facts? All right, here we go. All right, hold on. We're going to see who? Kanye East. Of course, he's in the league, of course. All right, here we go. Next question. Anime is awesome. Anime is awesome. Fact or story? Yes, very good. It's a story. We got some hardcore anime fans. It's a fact. But here's the thing about the word fact. Most teams today don't use fact correctly. Right? Anime is awesome. Oh, dude, hashtag facts, bro. Yeah. No, it's not fact. It's your interpretation. And you're welcome to have it. I'm not saying facts or your stories are wrong, but you're allowed to have whatever story you want to have. All right. Punchbird monkeys come for Kanye. All right, next one. Canada is a country. Canada is a country. Yeah. One team was like, for now. 51st state. 51st state. No, I'm just kidding. I serve my mission in Canada. I love it. I want to remain a country. All right. Next. Punchbird monkeys coming for Kanye. Punchbird monkeys doing this to Kanye. All right. Here we go. Next. It's hard to make new friends. Very good. It's a story. Unfortunately, it's a story a lot of you guys are thinking the fact right now. FYI, if you're one of those people, stop it. Okay? Because I know you guys all know the right answer, but not all of you guys actually think that. All right? So stop it. Okay? All right. Next. Oh, let's see. Oh, the Nimbo! All right. Joe Biden is president.
Wait, like right now or like in 3 days?
Right now. Joe Biden is president.
Guys,
just making sure. Okay. You're right. Joe Biden might not know he's president, okay? But he is. Sorry, that's my only political thing. Right. All right. All right. All right, next. America is the best country in the world. Fact or story? Nice, it's a story. It's one I like to tell myself, but it's still a story. It's our interpretation. Unfortunately, some people don't have that story. And it affects their lives, right? Oh! Punchbird monkey fell hard. They're like, no, America. All right, next. I'm a disorganized person. If somebody thought that, I'm a disorganized person. Is that a fact or is that a story?
Yes.
Story, good. People were paying attention. I used that example earlier. Very good. Kanye East is on fire. Winter's coming. Girls in Reichel. Very good. Hopkins been on board. Nobody likes me. If somebody thought that, nobody likes me. Very good. A quick note. I coach teams who really think that. We're like, Joey, at school, nobody likes me. And I'm like, have you taken a survey of every single person? And then they've all said no. Like, has that happened? Like, well, no, but these two people. I'm like, two people! That's called a cognitive distortion, which you take evidence from a small level and expand it out to a great level and go, nobody likes me. It's not true. I'm not just talking about your mom likes you, okay? All right. Oh, winner. Winner's coming up. All right. If somebody thought this, I drive a 2007 Toyota Corolla. If somebody thought that, I drive a 2007 Toyota Corolla. Why? Oh. That would be a fact. If you actually remember, like, if somebody actually, like, that is a 2007 Toyota Corolla, that's an ugly car, or people will make fun of me if I drive that car.
or I won't get any girls if I drive that car, right? Those are all stories, okay? Alright, let's see. My little brother or sister is annoying. My little brother or sister is annoying.
That's a fact.
Right, yeah, that's one of the facts, right? No, it's not. By the way, the more you think that story, the more annoying they become to you. FYI. So if you're not going to stop being annoying, stop thinking it. Alright. Okay. Oh, it's so close. All right. I don't like math. Has somebody thought that? I don't like math. Is that a fact or a story? All right. Very good. That is a story. Now, a great timeout for this, because I think this is an important thing. When people will tell me, wait, listen, people tell me, but Joey, I don't like it, though. That's a fact that I don't like it. I go, if it's only a fact for you, then it's not a fact. Okay? And this is important because you can, now hold on, people are like, no, but Joey, I don't like it right now. So it's a story you're writing about yourself, a quick little sub-story about this. I don't like bananas. Everything about bananas I hate, all right? Their color, their shape, their texture, their taste, everything about bananas, it's gross. Okay, and when I got married to my wife, she's a food scientist, and she's all about eating healthy and all this other stuff. She makes smoothies, and I said, don't put bananas in my smoothies, because honey, I won't. And for the first year, she didn't, and then one day, she tried to sneak a banana in my smoothie, and I was like, this is disgusting, you put a banana in here. She's like, you can tell, and I said, of course I can tell. Fast forward 7 years, and my son, who was born with cystic fibrosis, which affects his lung and his digestive system, he needs as much vitamins as he can possibly get, and he needs the potassium, he needs his bananas, and he was like 4 years old, and he's eating bananas, and then one morning, he's like, I'm not going to eat my bananas. I don't like them. I'm like, yeah, but eat them anyway. I don't like them. Now eat them. Do you eat bananas? I'll be honest. You know what, son? I got to be honest. I don't like bananas. See? Hold on. But it's been a while. I haven't tasted it for like a decade or whatever. So I went, I peeled a banana, and I ate it. And then he's like, go ahead, Dad, eat it. I'm like, all right. I took a bite. He's like, what do you think, Dad? And I was like, you know what? I still don't like bananas, but I can eat them. I ate the whole banana. He was like, oh, me too, Dad, me too. Yeah. It's a story. It's a story. I don't like that. And you make that miserable. I don't like that person. You're going to make your time with them miserable. It's a story. And while you're thinking it right now, so it might be a fact, but it's not a fact. It's a story you're writing. Stop thinking it. Okay? Let go of that diamond. All right. Let's see. Oh, it's getting close, man. Fernando got about 100 points. All right. A couple more left. I don't want to do my homework. Yes, I don't want to or I don't like fall into the same category. Both stories. Change that story and you'll change everything. They're like 30 points behind. Alright, 30 points. My science homework is due tomorrow. What is it?
Click.
It was a fact. Yes, that's a fact. Due dates are facts. Oh, Fernando dropped on. Oh, yeah,
it wasn't
was it a glitch? Yeah, user error. Sometimes that happens. Sorry, Fernando. I've been really busy. I didn't do the thing because I've been really busy. And then he was like, what is that? Oh, he's like, I don't know. Oh, I got some of you guys. Guys, that's a story. Parents, that's a story. Okay? I've been really busy. Really busy is not a fact. Not everybody in the world would agree with you. Alright. Oh, Kanye! Yes! Oh! Last question! Joey is awesome! What is it? Oh! Guys, thank you for your vote of confidence. For those of you who missed it, I am Joey. Okay, some of you guys should be like, who's Joey? Alright, I am Joey. Joey is awesome is indeed a story, but thank you guys if you thought it was a fact. Here are the winners. Third place, Hopkins, where are you? Yeah, Hopkins. Second place, Girls in Rifle. Yeah. And first place, winner! What is winner? There, nice. Awesome. All right, guys. Phones away and back to your seats. Normal in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very good. All right, guys. All right. Got 4 minutes left. Next. I'm going to take a selfie with everybody. That's what I do. All right, this is for Instagram, so don't be on social media or whatever. I will post this. Just like put a little mask on your face or something. All right, so first you're going to do one picture. All right, hey! But now we're going to do a video. So now this is a video, now this is what you guys are on the screen. Ready, 1, 2, 3. I don't like social media, but I have them for business. So, all right, cool. All right, guys. I'm going to skip that. I don't have time for that. All right, guys. The takeaway. Let go of the diamond. You all have one right now. A sidekick thought that you think is so precious and valuable that you have to keep thinking, and it's not helping you. Let go of it. And that's the only way you can rise up to become the hero of your own story. Some of you guys in this room, I've coached before at these conventions, and you've experienced the difference it makes in your life when you let go of the diamond. I've had 3 teens come up to me and tell me, change my life! It can change your life. Okay? Let go of that diamond. Now, 3 things before I let you guys go. Okay? 3 very last things. First, thing one, guys, I have a booth. Alright? My company's called Psychic the Hero. I have an online app and program where I teach this stuff to teens 11 and up. It's a super fun program. Go tell your parents about it. I use comedy and stories to teach stuff like this to help you become the hero of your own story. There's a raffle. I'm raffling off a 1-year free membership. Go tell your parents to go sign up. Right. 2, I'm doing the Get Stuff Done and Have More Fun class this afternoon. So if you are someone who procrastinates, I can help you with that. All right, so come join that. And thing number 3, always remember this. This is my story. I am the hero. And I have gifts for each of you, these wristbands. If you already have a wristband, put it up if you're wearing it. Just that. So, nice. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Come say hi to me at my booth and come get your free gift. It's a wristband. I want you guys to believe that. This is your story. And you are the hero. And the only person who can change your story is you. Thank you guys very much.
You're always going to get through.
Good night.